Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. The Here's to Your Health radio show is Blog Talk Radio show is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And I am so honored to be with you tonight. I am so honored to have you with me tonight. And this show is about sharing accurate and thorough health information that could benefit everyone. You know, it's not just for me, my four, and no more. It's so that we all can get something that may be a benefit to, if not us, someone we know. You know, a lot of times the things that we ascertain, it's not always just for us, but it's in order to be a blessing to someone else. So I just thank God for this day. It has been a most beautiful day. I've been out and about in this day. And it's been a beautiful day. I want to share with you something that's coming from my book called The 35 Days of Brightness, and it's The Whispered Word. And it says, joy comes from knowing God loves me and knows who I am and where I am going, that my future is secure as I rest in him. Is your future secure tonight? Are you resting in him? Because you know what? It's so much going on out there in that world. Until if you don't have the peace that only God can give, it's woe is you, woe is me. You know, I'm just so thankful that for that peace that passeth all understanding. It's a good day, and all is well. Yes, I hope you've had a good day, and I hope that all is well with you. So we're going to get started tonight. And before I go any further, I just want to say thank you to all of you that have emailed me asking questions and, you know, have comments. The comments have been so awesome. You know, you never, sometimes you think that what you're doing is kind of like, wow, is anybody, nobody ever says anything. Rarely anybody asks questions. But then when I get emails saying, wow, you know, your show was really good, I really enjoyed it, I really enjoyed the information that you were sharing, it's like, wow. They are listening. They do care. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy what I do. No, it even goes deeper than that. I love what I do. I love it. So this is why I do it every week, every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 here on Blog Talk Radio. I love it. So thank you for tuning in. Listen, I want you all to know that if you have any questions tonight, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your telephone handset. Okay, just press 1, and I can see you here in the studio, and I can bring you in to ask your question or to whatever it is you want to do. If you have a comment, you know, tonight, I can bring you in, and you can make a comment, ask your question, whatever it is that, you know, you want to do tonight. So that's that. Also, I'd like to share with you all some information concerning the Veg Fest. You know, the Veg Fest is coming up. It's going to take place April the 29th. That's on a Sunday. So I hope you all are geared up for the Veg Fest. This is a wonderful time for all you vegans and all you vegetarians, for all you health conscientious people. This is a time to get together. This is a vegetarian taste fest and expo, and it's held every year on Sunday, April the 29th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and this is going to take place at 46100 Grand River. That's in Novi. And it's going to be at the Suburban Collection Showplace. That's in Novi. And this year, John Sally's coming back. I think they signed a contract with him. John Sally is going to be there. And Wayne Parcel, he's the human socialite of the United States. So he's going to be there. He's from the Humane Society of the United States. Also, Richard Oppenlander, DBS, he's going to be there. Also, Joel Kahn is going to be there. Carrie Saunders, she's a food consultant and author. And there's going to be a lot of good people there. So come on out and get some samples, take some vegan and vegetarian samples. And we go, we try to make it every year. There's a couple of years that I didn't go, but we went last year, had a great time. So I just want to invite you all to come on out and go. Also, I'd like to invite you to go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info and take a look around. Click on Juice Plus. I have something really awesome you have got to see. My little grandson is on my Juice Plus web on my website under the Juice Plus link. And my son was taking him to daycare. And I don't know how he got my son's Juice Plus bottle, but he was holding it up. And the caption that I put up under his picture is, "Daddy, Mommy, don't forget to take your Juice Plus," because that looks just exactly like what he's saying. So go and let me know. Take a look at it and let me know what you think about it. Okay, also I'd like to invite you to just take a look around my website. We've got some things going on. We've got a taste chat and chew coming up on the 23rd. Yep, that's in a few days. There's still time to get you a seat if you're interested in being a part of this chat and chew. The theme of this chat and chew is release to increase. And we're going to share ways to release unwanted pounds and habits, bad habits, and increase vitality. Okay? Spring is upon us, and we're in the process of our spring cleanse. You know we do a cleanse every season. We're doing our cleanse this season, and we've decided to do the Nature Sunshine cleanse. We were going to do the Pure Herbs body management, but we've decided to do the Nature Sunshine cleanse at this time. So we'll probably do the Pure Herbs body management cleanse maybe next season, maybe for summer. I'm not sure yet. It depends on just how everything goes. But that's the one we're doing this time. So we're getting ready to get into that, deep into that cleanse. You know, it's a good thing to cleanse your body. There's a lot of issues going on with our bodies now, and they are primarily the cause of two things. One is deficiency. The other is toxicity. And we have got to get these two little imps under control, toxicity and deficiency. You know, we don't have a supplement deficiency. What we have is a whole food nutrient deficiency. So we've got to start eating better. You know, the question was asked to me, why are we so unhealthy? It's because of toxicity. It's because of deficiency. It's because we make poor food choices. It's because we eat too much bad food. It's because we don't eat enough good food. It's because we don't drink enough good water. It's because of the lack of exercise. You know what? It is amazing to me how little exercise we get. And we want to do all this other stuff. We want to, you know, take herbs and do this. But we don't get any exercise. Listen, people, we have got to move. You have got to get up off that butt, and you got to move. You see, we have stressful lifestyles, and do you know exercise helps to alleviate stress and also oxidative stress? You got to move. It's such a wonderful thing. There's also environmental factors as to why we're so unhealthy, and there's also our approach to medicine treatment instead of prevention. You know, it's nothing nowadays for people to say, "Oh, wow, oh, I got this cold. I got to go to the doctor." Go back. Go. You know, on TV, like you see these little cartoon things, and they'll take you all back. Let's go back. Let's practice prevention instead of treatment, treating symptoms. It just doesn't work. It does not work. We've got to go back to body basics. And I say this all the time. I know you guys must get tired of hearing me saying, we got to go back to the basics. We got to go back to body basics. But it's true. We must go back to body basics. We've got to do what we know to do. Do it. And the body will take care of itself. I talked to a friend today that was telling me that he had this something like a flu virus for over almost 2 months. And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. When you burn the candle from both ends, your immune system becomes compromised. Listen, I told you guys last week how I felt I was coming down with something, and I began to just, because I had been running, taking care of everybody else, and what did I say last week? When you get on the plane and the flight attendant is explaining how if something happens and the little airbag dropped down from the ceiling, from the roof of the plane, you're to do what? Put yours on first. Before you try to put somebody else's on or help somebody else, even your child, you must put yours on first. And that's what we have to do. We have to take care of ourselves. When I'm on that track in the morning, when I'm out there, sometimes I have to tell myself, listen, you're going. You know, people are like, oh, yes, you just always feel like it's not about feelings. Feelings ain't got nothing to do with it. It's about I know what's good for my body. You see, I know what's good for me, and I'm going to do that whether I feel like it or not. Sometimes when I get started, I don't feel like it. I'm not going to pull no punches with you. I'm not one of those people just, oh, yes, oh, I just look forward to exercising every day. If that's you, bravo. It's not me. But I like the effects of it. I like the effects of exercising. This morning after I finished my workout and I came and showered up and put on me a nice little suit with my stilettos, I felt so good. I felt so good because I did what I had to do in order to take care of me. Listen, you don't want to have somebody take care of you. I mean, I know things happen. But I'm talking about just from the stance of taking care of, being able to take care of yourself. You know, for those of us that have children, we say, oh, well, yeah, my daughter will take care of my son will take care. Listen, God bless the child that has his own. I don't know who said that, but that's what I'm feeling right about now. It's an awesome thing to be able to take care of yourself. It's a blessing. So let's do that. Let's be more about taking care of ourselves. Okay, so that's some of the reasons why we're so unhealthy. Toxicity, we're not eliminating the toxicity from our system, you know, but we're putting all this stuff in. And believe me, let me tell you something. You think you're hiding it? Oh, yeah, you may do that for a while. But before you know it, it will catch up with you. So if you think, oh, ain't nobody going to believe me, it will catch up with you, you see. So do the right thing for you, okay? Okay. So with that said, I want to share with you something that I read that was so very interesting. It has to do with unwanted table guests. And, no, I'm not talking about guess who's coming to dinner. But, yeah, in a way, I'm talking about guess who has come to dinner. And I just want to share with you how you can keep your food safe and protect yourself from E. coli and other undesirables. Because this seems to be a really big problem in our country today. Okay? So we have to be conscientious of what we're putting into our system. I read an article. An article came across my desk the other day by a young lady by the name of Linda Malone, and it was so interesting until I said, wait, I got to share this. I got to share this with my peeps, with my health enthusiasts. And it so intrigued me that, you know, things such as fresh cantaloupe and organic spinach and cheese and milk and nutritious parts of what a healthy diet consists of have all been implicated in such terrible foodborne illnesses. Listen to this. You guys, each outbreak brings renewed concern over the safety of our food, and with good reason. One recent outbreak involved Colorado melons that were infected with the bacteria Lystra monocytogene, an occurrence that the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, calls one of the deadliest in nearly 90 years. Now, the infected cantaloupes claim 29 lives. Listen, these cantaloupes killed people. They didn't just make people sick. They killed people. 29 people died when they ate these infected cantaloupes. Food poisoning symptoms vary. Now, this is something we all should know. A lot of times when we get these little viruses and we think that, oh, man, I had that 24-hour virus. 9 chances out of 10, you had a food poison. You were suffering from food poisoning. What's a herb that I told you we should always keep in our home for any kind of poisoning, any kind of food poisoning, anything like that? Remember the beginning of the year? I gave you a list of herbs that every herbal chest should have, and I gave you a few parasitic antidotes. I gave you a few poison antidotes. And one good one that I gave you was Virginia snake root. I said every home should have antidote. And this is so true. Okay, wait, I got a caller. I got a caller coming from the 734 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hi, this is Linda. I was just calling because I remembered it because we talked about Virginia snake root.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes. Poison antidote, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, what happened to me, I came down with food poison. And I took it and I say, well, less than 20 minutes I was okay. Less than 20 minutes.
Wow.
It took care of about 20 minutes, you know.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
That's awesome.
Excellent to have. It's always excellent to have. For
yes,
anything.
It is.
Even like the flu or anything that you have that you feel like you're coming down with, that's what
exactly.
You should be taking.
Exactly. And you know it. You know how did you feel, Linda, when you first began to, you know, notice that something was wrong? What was going on to make you say, something ain't right?
Well, for one thing, I was having problems My bowels became runny, and
okay.
I had I regurgitated,
okay.
And I just felt real bad. I felt real down and out and sleepy and sluggish and everything.
Did you have any stomach symptoms?
I had a growling, like gassy symptoms, and
okay.
my bowels was running and everything. So that was a sign of it, you know.
Right.
So after I took it, about 20 minutes after I took it, I started feeling better. I really actually started feeling great. It was like,
that's fantastic.
You know, yes, after,
that's
you know.
That's fantastic.
So it has a nasty taste, but that's okay.
That's okay. It
yes,
does the job,
okay.
Huh?
It does what it needs to do to your body.
All right.
And all that poison that sits around in your body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
thanks so much for sharing that with us tonight, girl. That's really important, you know. It's important to know that there are people that are actually, you know, doing some of the things that we talk about on the show from week to week. And, you know, Linda is a herbalist specialist. And, you know, it's just amazing how you can take something like that. She said that after she took it, immediately after she took it, she began to feel a difference. See, these herbs get go right into the bloodstream. It went right to the stomach and did exactly what it needed to do. And she felt better. But imagine what it would have been like had she not had any of these herbs around or this herb around. You see what I'm saying? So it's important for us to be aware. When we say take control of our health every week, that means that you have to do something, you know, not just be aware. You have to actually take control. When we give you these different herbs and tell you these different herbs from time to time, you know, just make a list of them. If you want to know how to get them, you know, just give us a call. We'd be more than happy to share the information with you, but we got to do better.
And one thing about the herbs that I noticed that they don't have expiration dates on it. So that means a lot.
Exactly. Exactly. And there's, you know, there's other poison antidotes, so that was just one, but that's one of my favorites. You know, I really love that. For any kind of bowel poisoning, you can also use, we have what's called a green drink, and you make it with fresh, live baby mixed greens and water, and it'll flush your system out. You know, sometimes if I'm feeling a little peaked, I'll just take me a poison antidote, and then I'll drink about a quarter to a green drink, and man, I just flush my entire system. I'm urinating. I'm also defecating, and my feces is just really loose, and everything is coming out. And this is what sometimes you need to do. You just need to overhaul the body, just cleanse the body, just flush it. Have a flushing thing going on, especially when you know that something's not right. And you know, you can tell if you normally feel good, and then all of a sudden you got this, and it's so interesting that Linda mentioned. How she said that one of the things that happened to her was that she started feeling sick to her stomach. She had diarrhea. Well, let me tell you something. Food poisoning symptoms, they vary by the specific pathogen, but typically include diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach cramps within 4 to 36 hours after eating contaminated food. So, see, a lot of times when you have this thing going on and you think, well, okay, maybe it's just an upset stomach. If it happens 4 to 36 hours after you've eaten contaminated food, then you'll have those symptoms like Linda was talking about, diarrhea and vomiting and stomach cramps. All that's typical to food poisoning. And roughly 1 in 6, or either 48 million people in the United States get sick each year. 129,000 are hospitalized, and 3,000 die of foodborne diseases. Now, these are statistics according to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. You see, now, the ongoing problem with food contamination occur in spite of great strides that have been made in reducing the incidence of particularly dangerous bugs, such as the harmful strain of E. coli. The incidence of infection from E. coli is responsible for the recall of millions of pounds of ground beef. Can you imagine that? Millions of pounds of ground beef have been reduced by half during the past 15 years, but check this out. At the same time, salmonella infections remain unchanged, causing more death and hospitalization than any other foodborne germ, salmonella. That's why you notice sometimes you go into the restaurants and you see these signs that says, wash your hands, employees, wash your hands before you go back to work. You know, people aren't washing. I was in the bathroom today at this place that I went to have lunch, and I happened to notice this lady's feet in the stall next to me. But I also noticed when I came out, she was gone And the water, I never heard the water running. And I was trying my best to find those feet. You know, I thought it was one lady, but I said, no, that's not her, because this lady had a French manicure on her toes. And she didn't, I didn't hear the water run. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then I started thinking, after I didn't see her, I was like, wow, was she in the kitchen? But then I started to ask her, no, she wouldn't have been in the kitchen working, I don't guess, in flip-flops. But we just have to be so careful. You know, it's just so much going on, guys. So you just have to be careful. Now, ironically, people's desire to eat fresh produce, check this out. People wanting to eat fresh produce is one of the problems, because they want to eat fresh produce instead of canned and other processed food. It contributes to the contamination problem. Now, our desire to eat healthier may be part of the reason. This is what Linda Malone says. This may be part of the reason for the increased incident of foodborne pathogens over the past decade. Now, the increased importance of fruits and vegetables, the increased importation of fruits and vegetables in the United States, as well as high levels of meat production in which animals are raised in confined, small spaces, contaminated with manure and urine, all contribute to food that is less safe. The demand for more fruits and vegetables in our diet have left trade openings now being filled by countries, check this out, by countries that may not have the same food safety standards as Americans. Because a lot of places, food is being grown, and the workers don't have access to proper lavatory facilities, so they're having to go behind bushes and urinate and defecate and wipe with anything that they can find, and sometimes it gets on their hands. You see what I'm saying? And then they have to, there's no hot soap and water out there, and they have to come right back to work and finish doing what they're doing. And here, there's the fruit, you know, or whatever it is they're picking. And this is how it starts. This is why it's always, if you can, get locally grown. It's perhaps one of the best ways to ensure that the levels of food safety are kept high. Buy locally. It's time now for soon for the farmers markets. They'll be in town. But you know what I always suggest with the farmers markets? Always inquire whether or not they use pesticides and herbicides. Don't think just because they say farmers market that's safe too. You have to ask questions, because I was so surprised when I went to one farmers market and they said, I asked the lady, I said, well, do you use pesticides and herbicides? She said, oh, yeah, we have. It's no way we could grow this. And I was like, oh, my goodness. But you would think that, okay, no, they're not you. But you have to ask. Don't assume anything. You know what they used to say in school, when you assume? Yeah. So you just have to ask questions. Now, imported fruits and vegetables require additional handling along with lengthened supply routes. So it takes a long time for them to get here from California and Mexico. Remember I told you last week we found some seeded grapes that came from South Africa? So that's what's happening. You know, it's the lengthened supply routes. As a result, imported produce undergoes greater exposure to increased moisture and temperature conditions, all of which help to do what? Grow bacteria. Remember in the little petri dish in school where we grew bacteria? That's what makes for perfect conditions to grow bacteria. The demand for more food also brings more waste, which in turn brings more risk, and which also finds its way where? Back into our food. It's a continuous ecologic cycle. You know, so we got to understand this. meat production, using certain treated animal feeding operations. Do you know that they are actually feeding animals other animals? Get the DVD, Eating Third Edition. Get the DVD, Forks Over Knives. You'll see some things going on, people, that will make you say, wait a minute. They are actually feeding animals, other ground-up animals, in feed. Yeah, I know. So we have to also consider the fact that not only do we have to deal with feeding operations that make it impossible to maintain top cleanliness, as a result, the use of antibiotics is considered mandatory by many establishments in order to keep animals from getting sick. So, you know, you may think that, oh, I don't take antibiotics. That's why. But listen, if you're eating meat, you are, it's not all meat, but if you're eating meat, you are getting your dose of antibiotics. You see, so all of these things we have to know. You can't just assume that these things are happening and, oh, they're not doing this and they're not. We have to know these things, people. So this is why we have this call every night, so that we can be made aware. We have to be conscientious consumers. We have a caller tonight coming from the 706 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D.
Hi. Is this Poetic? This is Poetic Energy.
This is Here's to Your Health. Good evening.
It says on here by Poetic Energy. This is my first time, so I'm getting used to things.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, this is Here's to Your Health, and we're brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station.
Well, it makes sense. I understand. Well, I am she, and it's good to be with you guys.
It's good to be with you. Did you have a question or a comment tonight?
I just decided to call in and join you.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and stay tuned.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so that's one reason why we have to be concerned about, you know, just what we're eating. There's a lot of things that we're eating, people, that are really killing us. Now, the last decade has seen more consumer awareness about safety risks associated with food, and we're not always translating that awareness into practical everyday action, and that's where the rubber meets the road. You know, when you purchase your fruits and vegetables, whether it's organic or not, wash it. Wash your fruits and vegetables. They have all kinds of veggie washes and different things. I use a really high pH water. I use Kangen water, and I use it to wash my vegetables in. But wash your vegetables. Don't just assume, oh, they're organic. Don't just assume that. Wash your fruits and vegetables. You know, they have veggie wash, and there's different essential oils that you can purchase to wash your fruits and vegetables in. But you just have to know that there's a conspiracy out there, people. And if we are not aware of what's going on, the revolution is not going to be televised. So don't look for it to come over CNN or CBS. You see, we have got to become more knowledgeable. I want to encourage you all to go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. That's the number 4, your, Y-O-U-R, good, G-O-O-D, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, .info, I-N-F-O. Take a look around. You know, we have some awesome things on the website, and I add to it daily. So we're just talking tonight about being a conscientious consumer and realizing that everything that we put into our bodies affects us, either in a positive way or in a negative way. And we want to be more alert. You know, I see people in the stores, and I'm sure you all have seen this, and they're trying the grapes and the cherries, just rubbing them with their hands. You've seen that? I'm sure you have. I have too. But we've got to know that it's so many. When you hear the statistics of just how many people die each year from pathogens, from bacteria, 3,000 people die of foodborne diseases every, it doesn't say month, but I'm sure it's more than every year, you know, because 128,000 are hospitalized each year. It says each year, but it's got to be more than that. And with that outbreak of those cantaloupes where 29 people die, listen, this is no joke. And like Linda was just saying, how she had she ate something, and she had food poisoning, but she had the herb on hand, Virginia snake root. She had that on hand, and it was a blessing to her. There's other herbs that you can use as a poison antidote. One is black cohosh. Another one is bugleweed, B-U-G-L-E-W-E-E-D. Another one is cleansing and corrective extract, W. Now, if you want to find out more about these herbs, go to my website. Click on Pure Herbs, and you'll see exactly, you know, you can check these herbs out. Another one is grape seed. Indian tobacco is another awesome one. It's just so many. Chippewa pine is a good one. And that green drink, like I said, if you think it's something on your stomach that needs to get off, you drink you a quarter of that green drink, and it's coming out, one end or the other, or both, you see. So, you know, just be aware of what's going on. I just want to remind you guys, if you have a question or a comment or anything, be sure to press option one on your keypad, and you can chime in. Let me share with you a little bit about a superfood. And this is a food that I really love. I love this herb, this spice. It's called nutmeg. And, you know, a lot of times we'll often use nutmeg around the holidays as a complimentary flavor to, like, cinnamon. Nutmeg is another super spice, and it's known for calming the stomach. It relieves joint pain. It improves circulation and concentration. It's a regulatory spice. It regulates anxiety, and it promotes sleeping. You hear me? It promotes sleeping. And like cinnamon, it's also been shown to have antibacterial properties. As with cinnamon, nutmeg can be used in baked goods, in curries, in hot and cold cereals, and sprinkled on stir fries. But nutmeg can lead to nausea if it's consumed in too large of a dose. So go easy on it, you know, when you use it. But it is an awesome spice. I'd also like to encourage you all to, while you're on my website, take a look click on Juice Plus, and you'll take a look around at Juice Plus. Juice Plus is so phenomenal. I can't say enough about it. I tell you a little bit about it every week, and it's excellent. I'd like to welcome a new Juice Plus client. Her name is Irva Howard, and I'd like to welcome her. She's become a Juice Plus devotee, and we're welcoming her, and we're glad to have her aboard. She's going to see some phenomenal things, and we're just here to help. We're here to help. We help by leading. We have to be the first partakers. When I tell you that chia seeds and flax seeds are good for you, I take them. You see, when I tell you exercise is good for you, I'm doing it. So I'm not telling you something that I'm not doing myself. So just be more conscientious, guys. That's all I'm trying to get across to you tonight, because there's just some things going on with the FDA and certain things, you know. And if we don't know, we could get lost in the shuffle of what's going on. Ironically, I was with my brother tonight, and he had to be rushed to the hospital. And a friend of mine and I were at the hospital tonight, and you know what? It's amazing how much radiation they want to put in us. They want to do all kinds of x-rays, CAT scans, x-rays of this, x-rays of that. Listen, it's like I heard this doctor say, Dr. Williams, in November, he said, the last place we want to be is in the hospital. You know what? He's right. Let's stay well. Let's do all we can to stay well. Let's do all we can to stay well, because you do not want to be in the hospitals at the hand of some doctor that's trying to pay his children's college tuition. You see what I'm saying? I'm laughing, but I'm serious, okay? I am serious. You do not want to end up in the hospital, so do all you can to make sure that you don't have to end up in the hospital. Remember, ladies, there is an alternative to mammograms, okay? It's time to, you know, for a lot of us, it's that time for that yearly exam, and I mentioned that because I received my card today from Dr. Hoekstra at the Thermoscan Center in Royal Oak, I believe it is, and they were just reminding me that it's time for your, it's been a year since you've had your Thermoscan, so that's what made me bring it up. Remember to get your Thermoscans. We don't have to just do mammograms anymore. You know, you don't have to be subjected to just mammograms. And remember, in the first place, that mammograms may not be the best way to screen for breast cancer, because the National Cancer Institute recommends a mammogram for women age 40 to 74 every 1 to 2 years, and there's no benefits for, they say that there's no benefits for women age under the age of 40. But mammograms are characterized for having high false negative results and missing up to 20% of all breast cancer. And I know that for a fact. My mom passed of complications with breast cancer. She had carcinoma in situ. The very year she was diagnosed, she had a mammogram, and she was faithful with having her mammogram. So I just want you to know that. You know, we have other alternatives, because sometimes by the time a mammogram finds a tumor, it may have been growing for 5 years. And mammograms often have false positive results, especially in younger women. Those with previous breast biopsies and women with a family history of breast cancer, fortunately, there are other screening tools that may have the first signal, that may provide the first signal that a problem is developing, and I'm talking about a Thermoscan, okay? Now, it was used as a screening tool for breast cancer in 1956. Now, you're not going to hear too much about it when you go to your doctor. In fact, a lot of them tell you what? They don't know anything about it. But let me tell you something. It is a powerful tool. And for those of you that are on the line tonight, on the call tonight, and you want to know more about Thermoscans, just give me a call, 734-895-1940, 734-895-1940. and I'll shoot you some information. I'll give you a phone number where you can go and have your thermoscan. Get those thermoscans. Ultrasound does not depict the estrogen that's in your breast, but a thermoscan will. So just know that. Be conscientious of that. We have a caller on the line tonight calling, coming from the 313 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Hello?
Dr. Doris, we're all.
Yes, good evening.
Dr. Lane. I just had a chance. I pulled over and I was listening to you talk about thermograms, and you're right on target. But the public also needs to know the thermogram is 96.
Thermoscan,
yeah, breast thermography.
Yes.
It's 96 to 98% accurate in diagnosing cancer in the breast. It will diagnose cancer in the breast smaller than the size of a dime about 10 years before any other diagnostic test will pick it up. It does not matter whether you have pendulous or cystic or fibrous breasts. It's still able to pick up the pathology.
Exactly. And also now the thermoscan isn't the only one. There's also a test called the anti-malignant antibodies in serum. It's called the AMAS. And
yes.
This is the AMA, it's called the AMAS test. It measures the blood levels of the antibody that is elevated during active cancer, regardless of the type of malignancy. And it can be used to detect most solid tumors and hemopathic cancers. And clinical studies indicate that the accuracy of this test is between 95 and 99%.
Correct.
So this is just to let you guys know that there is other alternatives. We don't have to just go to this center or this hospital, whatever, and put our breath in this machine and have them to smash it. You guys know what Dr. Whitaker says about mammography, mammograms. And you've read his book, Medicine. And you know what he says about, you know, mammography. So it's just to show you that we have other options. It's we have so many options. So this is why I just wanted to bring it up that, you know, it may be time for some of you to, you know, take a look at what's going on with your breath. Okay? So, yeah, thanks, Dr. Laney, for that info.
Hey, you're welcome.
Did you have anything else to share with us tonight?
No, that's fine. I just wanted to get that information in because with that breast thermography, like you say, your doctor's not going to tell you about it because it cuts down a large amount of money in the medical circle because you don't need a radiologist, a hospital, a tech, and so forth. You just need a person that's skilled in using an infrared camera to determine, to do the test.
Exactly. That's why I was telling them, if they're interested, just give me a call because the center that I refer people to is the Thermoscan Center. And it's in Royal Oak. I think it's out in Royal Oak. And the doctor's name is Dr. Hoekstra. And he's been on our calls. In fact, we're going to get him back on to do another call. And he's also come out and did a seminar for us. So, yeah, if you're interested, just like I said, shoot me a line or give me a call. And I'll be more than happy to pass that info on to you. Okay. Well, listen, thanks so much for tuning in, Dr. Laney, and, you know, come back and be with us again sometime. I just want to remind everybody or let you guys know that if you're interested at all on getting some really good information on April the 3rd, Nature Sunshine is holding their regional meeting, and these meetings are so awesome. Now, this meeting, you're going to discover brand new products for memory and pain. You're going to also learn how to get free shipping and free products every month, and you're going to see why Nature Sunshine is such a well-respected brand. Come and hear about the testing process. You'll learn healthier habits for greater energy and longevity. You're going to have a chance to win prizes and save on purchases. And, excuse me, this meeting is free. Listen, excuse me, you can't beat free. Free is always good. It's going to be at the Courtyard Ann Arbor, and that's at 3205 Broad Walk. That's in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48108. And if you're interested, give me a call and let me know. I can put your name on my RSVP list because there's going to be a group of us going. So if you're interested in all at going to this meeting, and this is a perfect time if you want to try any products by Nature Sunshine, this is a good time to do it because you'll be able to, you know, purchase your products at this event at a discount price. So, you know, come out and learn about a product they have called Max Mind, okay, and Relief Formula for pain. So, I mean, it's always good to get accurate and thorough information. So that's something I just want to pass along to you. If you want to know more about this seminar, just give me a call, 734-895-1940. And we're going to try to get on our next call, we're going to try to get our colonic specialist on, Denise Strauss, on. To share with us some information on colonics, because this is a time to cleanse. I had hoped to have her on tonight, but she's had some dental work done, so she's not able to speak with us tonight. So we look forward to having her on soon, and we also look forward to having Lakita on. Lakita is recuperating right now, but we look forward to having her on real soon as well. So I just would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to everyone that joined in tonight. I solicit your prayers for my brother, and his name is Keith. I ask you to keep him in your prayers. And I'd just like to thank all of you that had questions tonight. And, you know, it's good to hear your voice. I see you on the call, but it's good when, you know, you press that option one and I get to chat with you for a little while. You get to ask your question or give us some input. For those of you that's in the chat room, I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening with my chat room tonight. I can't see you. I had you up and going for a minute, but then all of a sudden everything went haywire. Oh, okay, I got you back now. So I just want to say thank you to you, to all of you that tuned in the chat room tonight. And one day I'm going to learn how to type and talk at the same time. with that being said, I just want to say thanks so much, guys, and I just want to leave you with this tonight, okay? This is from my 365 Days of Brightness. And it just simply says, there is a silence into which the world cannot intrude. There is an ancient peace you carry in your heart and have not lost. Remember that. Draw on that peace. When anything is going on, when something tries to come against you, draw on that peace that's in your heart. Okay? Thanks, guys, so very much. And listen, come on back next week. Invite somebody on next week. I'm going to have a little contest. Next week, the person that invites the most people on is going to get an awesome prize, okay? And this prize is going to be coming from Nature Sunshine. So come on back next week. Bring some people on because I'm going to have the opportunity, afford you the opportunity for the people that you invited it on. They can just press option one and say, yes, I was invited on by whoever. Okay? So thanks so much for coming, and we'll do it again next week if the Lord says so, okay? Thanks, guys. Good night.